Hey friends, welcome back to the Sisterhood Tea Party podcast, where we sip, spill, and speak on all the things.
Today, we're unpacking two things that hit everyone, whether you notice it or not, the invisible mental load that we carry and how seasonal energy affects our mood, focus, and productivity.
Basically, all the little things buzzing in your brain every day, plus how the seasons beyond just self-care trends shift your energy and mindset.
So grab your coffee, tea, or favorite fall drink, and let's get into it.
But before we jump into the deep stuff, let's check in. What's been top of mind for you this week, Jess?
So I started a new YouTube series.
Okay.
Okay. So
what is it?
Okay. Let me share context. So, you know, I really like to yap, you know, I like to yap on this podcast. I like to yap on TikTok. And I was like, I want a way to like expand my yapping. And I want to expand on other platforms other than TikTok. You know, last month I was really focused on TikTok and now I'm like, what next? And so I've been wanting to branch out and push on YouTube more. And so I was like, you know what? I just need to start doing more long form content on YouTube of me yapping. And so I came up with this idea that's called Adulting 101, where I basically just like, you know, it's some of the stuff is like we would talk about on here, but like, you know, when you just want to like, it's like the stuff I yap about on TikTok, honestly, when I just want to get on there and I'm like, okay, I have opinions about this and I need to say them. And like, why, what the heck's going on? I did one that was like all about, I didn't know why I would need a meat thermometer in my kitchen and how life-changing that has been as someone who didn't grow up with a meat thermometer and had no idea, like a stupid stuff that like, I feel like as adults, we just all feel and experience, but like, don't talk about necessarily. That's what I'm doing on there. So they're like pretty short. They're like I think my shortest one's been like 4 minutes. My longest is maybe 15 minutes. I did like a really funny, well, I thought was funny, a makeup tutorial as someone who doesn't know how to do her fucking makeup, right? Like just stuff like that. And it's been really fun because it's pushed me to get more creative on how I do my editing and stuff because YouTube editing is so different. So it's very, like, if you go watch it, it's probably like not super high quality, but I'm having fun with it and just playing around with it. And that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, you are funny, one. But two, this is so cool. This is so cool.
Thanks, girl.
Okay, yes, I love this. I really do. Yeah, that's such a vibe. I always love to see like the long form and now you get to yap in long form. Wild.
I know. Okay. So if you want to hear more of me, go check out my YouTube.
I like that. So how, I mean, I'm so curious about like the editing part. How different is it? Is it more like detailed?
I mean, the editing, like I'm trying in CapCut right now. Honestly, the thing I'm playing around more with is like things like transitions or text on screen and sound effects and things like that. That I do text on screen, but it's usually like the same text for the whole thing or something. And this is like pop-up text. And so like, I'm starting like very small just to kind of like play around and figure out what I like, but it's kind of fun. There's a lot of different like sound effects and stuff where I'm like, well, that's kind of funny to add there. And like, I don't know, it's cool.
I'm going to go watch because I just love how creative you are. Cool. And I'm excited that you're expanding on other platforms. Before you know it, you're just going to be like everywhere.
We'll see. Fingers crossed. That's the vision. Okay. What's top of mind for you?
Friend. Right now, I am in hair purgatory, okay? Let me explain what I mean by that. So I'm in a stage, and this happens every year around this time, where I'm in a weird place of wanting to get my hair done, but also not wanting to spend money because my birthday is coming up in December. So like my styles, as you know, I like to get, you know, I get braids or I'll wear it natural and things like that. And I'm in a place because I'm feeling lazy and I don't want to do my hair, hence why I went and got it, you know, straightened and everything. But I also can't keep spending money to do that because it's expensive. Mm-hmm. I don't really feel like washing my own hair right now, which is why I go somewhere to go get it washed because one, I'm bougie and two, it's nice, mm-hmm. you know, but I don't want to spend the money to get braids or anything else because I want to save the good stuff for my birthday. So I'm just like in a struggle of like, okay, how can I maintain my hair for the next, I don't know, 6-ish weeks before it's time to go lock in for an appointment. Right now I'm keeping things as minimal as possible and working with what I have because birthday hair is coming up soon. And honestly, not even just hair, but nails too. The same thing. I figured out my nail pattern where I can, so I'm getting them done tomorrow. And I can use that, basically have these nails last the entire month of November.
Nice.
And then go back again. Yes. Then go in December and get my birthday nails. But I'll push that one a little bit out because I want them fresh, fresh. So it'll work out. It's just annoying right now.
No doubt. So. Well, it looks good still. I don't know the last time that I saw your hair straight.
Yeah, I don't wear it straight often. I had it straight for, where did I go? Oh, when I was home visiting family when I did the Nigerian independence. So I had my hair done for that because I was like, I didn't feel like washing it. And I had just got my nails done. And something about my fresh nails and having to wash my own dirty hair, I was like, no, somebody else can do it. So the same thing with...
That might be the bougiest thing you've ever said, and I'm obsessed.
It's pretty bougie of me to say that. I can't believe I said that, but you know what? It's true. So I was like, let me just do it this way. So the same thing, getting my hair done again, getting my nails done. And then I'm like, all right, now I can wait until December after this to then do my birthday hair, birthday nails, all the things.
Love it. So. Love it. Love it. I mean, I feel like you're being smart about it. Like, it's a schedule and you want to optimize, and it's very financially savvy of you too. Cause you're like, you don't want to do it too early and not have it fresh for your birthday. And then you don't want to double it up. And like, yeah, I like it. I think it's fair.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, after this, it'll be just doing my own thing. And then December will be, all right, let's run that card again. So
100%.
All right. Well, now that we've warmed up, let's talk about the invisible mental load, the stuff that nobody sees, but really affects us.
So the mental load, it's all the invisible things that we're carrying, remembering appointments and birthdays and keeping up with friends and work deadlines. And it's just this never ending, almost like mental tabs, right? Like your computer tabs. It's just in your brain.
Yes. The way I visualize this is because I work on two screens and I just have one screen that has like 30 tabs. And then the other screen has like four windows and then there's tabs on those windows. It's just, there's so many things and bouncing back and forth. It's a lot, you know, and it's wild because no one really sees any of that going on in your brain. You know, you can look put together, but inside you're juggling all of these different things.
Exactly. And sometimes I'll realize that I'm so exhausted, and not because I've done too much physically, but just because my brain, it's running nonstop in the background and I just can't turn it off.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not always about doing less. They're like, well, just do less. It's not really that easy. You know what I mean? It's about being aware of what's really taking up space mentally and then asking, do I really need to carry this right now?
Yeah. And I think women especially carry the emotional labor of checking in and remembering everything and managing how everyone else is feeling and just staying on top of all of our own stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. There's actually something that came to mind. Someone had told me this, and it was the analogy of glass balls and rubber balls, and what can you drop and know that it's going to bounce back, and what can you not? So the glass part of if you drop it, it breaks and things fall apart. So what are your rubber balls and what are your glass balls? And I was like, wait, that's a really great way to kind of think about it. Right? I've been thinking about that. And I'm like, that's something that I've been trying to apply. So I feel like, you know, what you had mentioned before, naming all of that does help, writing it down, saying it out loud, and acknowledging that it can release some of that weight that we're all holding on to.
And speaking of energy and what we carry, before we jump into how the season affects all of this, we've got to shout out today's episode sponsor, which is Tona Activewear.
Yes. You know, we love anything that makes showing up for yourself feel easier. So we've been obsessed with how good their pieces look. Clean, minimal, and super wearable for everyday life.
And their sets are made for movement and comfort, perfect for walks, workouts, or just even running errands while feeling put together.
And the best part, they're giving our listeners 16% off, which is the highest discount Tona offers anywhere. Just use Spill the Tea, all one word, at checkout on tonaactive.com.
That's Spill the Tea, all one word, for 16% off your order.
So now let's talk about how seasonal energy affects us. Fall and winter bring shorter days, less sunlight, and naturally lower energy. It can feel really, really heavy if we're not paying attention.
Yeah, and spring and summer are the exact opposite, where everything feels possible, but it can also be very overstimulating too. So it's like suddenly you're trying to say yes to everything and plan everything, and then next thing you know, you're completely burnt out when it's only halfway through summer.
And pairing that with the invisible mental load, that's why we feel like we're doing everything right, but still feeling tired. And that is how I feel sometimes, where I'm like, I'm doing all of these things and I'm like, but why am I still feeling exhausted? Why do I feel like I haven't got anything done? I said this the other day to someone. I was like, I feel like I'm doing everything but nothing at the same time, because sometimes that's just how it feels, where you are just go, 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 go. But then you look back, you're like, man, but did I really do anything? Did I have an impact? And it just like, there's a lot sometimes.
100%. You know? I definitely have those days where I'm just like, did I do anything today? I was in back-to-back meetings. I was super busy and I context switched probably 50 times, but I feel like I did nothing. I just feel exhausted.
Exactly.
Yeah. I feel like the trick though with this, and when you're thinking about the seasonal part of it too, is it's alignment. So knowing what season you're in literally, so like fall, winter, spring, summer, but also emotionally what kind of season you're in, because we always fluctuate, right? And so trying to work with it, acknowledging what season you're in and leaning into it instead of working against it.
So in the fall, you know, I tend to focus on more reflection and kind of slowing down. It also depends. So I had mentioned this in an earlier episode that I'm switching up my routines and also taking time to sit back, especially this time of year. I always reflect on like what I've done during the year. You know, how can I finish out the rest of the year, but still be mindful of where I am and how I'm feeling. But in the spring, I'm like, go, go, go. Let's do all the things. Let's get out there. Let's make things happen. But when it comes down to it, it's really all about honoring your natural rhythm, right? Instead of forcing one pace all year, because that is how burnout happens.
Yeah, agreed. And even simple things like more sunlight exposure or shifting your schedule or just changing up your morning routine, those kinds of shifts can make a big difference in how you might be feeling.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's really all about sinking the energy instead of shaming yourself for not being productive enough. And I feel like that's a reminder we all need to hear, that you're never not productive enough. There are things that happen where it's okay if you just got out of bed and maybe poured yourself a bowl of cereal and that was all you did today because you've had one hell of a week. That is okay. Mm-hmm. Days are going to look different every day, and know that you're doing okay. You're exactly where you need to be.
And resting doesn't mean that you weren't productive. Like, you have to build that rest in. I feel like that's where people struggle, is they're like, oh, I didn't do anything on my day off. It's like, that's wonderful. Like, you needed that.
Yes.
Yes. You don't have to be working on everything on your day off. That's great.
Agreed. Agreed. And I think because society, I feel like America specifically really has this whole grind about work, 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 work. And even people's out of offices, I've read some out of office that are like, hey, I'm out of office until X day, but if it's urgent, feel free to text me or call me. Like, absolutely not. And I feel like that's toxic. And it goes back to, we just have to constantly be doing something, even though we have a day off. And it's like, no, that is not productive in the long run, because you will burn yourself out knowing that you never really were fully able to disconnect from work or from whatever else you had going on. Like, take the time to not be productive sometimes, and that's okay.
Yeah, it's so true. Okay, it's time to play. We're gonna switch it up a little bit. It's time to play one of our favorite little games.
Overrated or underrated seasonal energy addition. So friends, you know the drill. We're gonna run through some of these and we're just gonna talk through whether they're overrated or underrated, starting with the first one, working late because this important project has to be done. What do you think, Jess? Overrated or underrated?
Overrated. And this actually drives me insane because I want to make this clear. I'm a very driven person. I have had nothing but great performance reviews in my many, many years at my company. And I have side hustles. Very motivated and productive person. And I think that this is bullshit. I don't think that you should be working late because there's an important project to be done if it is a constant habit. Because the fact of the matter is, I think the biggest way people always say, oh, what should you do to be successful in corporate America? And then like people give all these tips. Frankly, mine is knowing that you're never going to have all your work done. Full stop. There is always more work to do. So if you immediately are thinking every project is so important that has to be done, and I will be honest, like last weekend I did have to work. I checked in online. It's the first time that I've done it though, in probably more than 6 months. Okay. Because that's just like not something that I do. And I only did it for an hour tops for the whole weekend. And I hated that I had to do that because to me, in my opinion, it wasn't important enough to do that, but I had to do it. But you know what I mean? Like, I really think that you have to set boundaries, and I think the work is never going to get done. So like, there's always going to be more work to do. And so if you think that it's so important, you have to be done, you're going to burn out so fast in corporate America. And that's my opinion. So I think it's overrated. What do you think?
Period. Yep. 100%. 100% overrated. Nothing's ever that important. Sorry. And I will say this to anybody. I work in marketing. It'll never be that important to stress myself out and work till 11, midnight, 1 o'clock on anything. I can't. And I know that I have friends that do that in other fields, and I respect them. I get it. Because everybody's jobs are different, but at the same time, it has to get to a point where it's like, you have to sit back and reevaluate. It's really not worth it. It's not worth the stress. It's not worth the anxiety. I didn't finish and I have to do this again all over again tomorrow. You could have just left it and then did it tomorrow. It doesn't change anything. And my rule of thumb of that is like, it's after business hours. Why am I working at 7, 8 o'clock at night when no one's going to respond to me? What am I doing? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What am I doing? No one's going to respond. So might as well go during normal business hours, get what you need to get done, and then clock out. It's never going to be that important to work late on anything. So
aligned, as they say in corporate world. I agree with that.
Aligned. Aligned. We are aligned. Oh my gosh. Okay. Next, taking mental health days. Overrated or underrated? Underrated. Take them. I always do this. I always take random day off and nobody needs to know. And it's mental health day. Oh, are you doing this? Nope. I needed a day. Some days you need a day to sleep, a day to get back into a routine, a day to just do nothing. And that is completely okay. So I say take the mental health days. They're important. Your mental health is always going to be important. You need to take care of yourself. I say it all the time. You need to be ruthless for your own well-being. So if that means you take a day off, take a day off, recover, rest, do what you need to, and then get back at it when you're ready.
I love that saying. What did you say? Ruthless about your own well-being?
Ruthless for your own well-being.
I love that. Yes. I agree. Super underrated. I take them. Everyone should take them. Yeah. Like you said, I don't have no notes. Everything you said, yes, you have to take them.
You're like, yes, yes, and yes. Okay. Next, making sad girl your whole personality. I guess sad girl fall, your whole personality. Is that overrated or underrated?
I think in these times, it's appropriately rated. Like, if someone, as much as I want to have, like, and I want to have this happy girl fall, girl, if you're sad and depressed, I get it. I don't feel like I can have a conversation right now without it somehow pointing back to just the fall of our democracy right now. And that just is so, I know, mm-hmm. I like laugh to cope, but it's just so crazy and sad. So like, if you're feeling depressed about that, honestly, fair. And I think it's very appropriately rated right now. What about you?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah, 100% appropriately rated. It's exhausting to exist as a woman, to exist as a minority in this country, to exist period right now, given what's going on. So yes, there are some days where I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I don't like this. I don't like this shit. I had to like take a break from like bowling because I'm like, there's just so much happening that I can't continue to consume this media. So I'm like, I need a break. And yes, I know it's a privilege to be able to like take a break from that, but it's a lot and I needed time. Yeah. So yeah, I agree. It's appropriately rated given the times for sure. Mm-hmm. All right. Last but certainly not least, having a friend group you can lean on when things get tough. Overrated or underrated? Highly underrated. Okay. I absolutely love my group of friends here. And I talk about them all the time. They're just amazing people. People who you can lean on, you can be incredibly vulnerable with, have a safe space to share these things and lean on each other, but also celebrate those moments. You know what I mean? Like, those same people are there cheering you on and lifting you up every step of the way. So it is just a beautiful thing to have. So 100% underrated.
Yeah.
What about you?
I agree. I think it's very underrated. I will say that I tend to be the kind of person who like, I'll rant about things going on, but truly leaning, like I personally am like, it's something I have to do better at, I think personally, but like, I do know that I have incredible people in my life who like, when I really need to lean on them, they are there for me. And I agree. It's like so underrated. I think that I need to do a better job of asking for that help when I need it though. And I think that's a growth area for me for sure.
And you'll be able to work through that. Like, I know you will.
100%. Okay, I loved talking about all of these, but now it's time to close out with our last drop of tea for the day, Stephanie.
Here's your reminder to check in with yourself. Notice what's weighing on your mind and give yourself credit for caring so much.
And remember, you can match your pace to the season. So slower days don't mean you're falling behind, and sometimes they mean you are just realigning.
If this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend and tag us when you're listening.
Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. It's at Sisterhood Tea Party. And leave us a quick 5-star review on Apple or Spotify. It really, really does help us.
We'll see you next week, friends. Take care of your mind, honor your energy, and give yourself grace. Bye.